Good morning, afternoon, or night. Whenever you happen to be listening to this, I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. Today, I want to talk about something that's been on my heart lately, the connection between our spiritual lives and the practical ways we love others. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that our faith is just about our personal relationship with God. But the truth is, our faith should have a huge impact on how we engage with the world around us. In the book of James, we find a powerful challenge to put our faith into action. James writes, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and well-fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead." Those are some heavy words, aren't they? James is telling us that if our faith doesn't lead us to love others in very real ways, it's not really faith at all. This idea of putting our faith into action is something that's deeply rooted in the Wesleyan tradition. John Wesley and the early Methodists were known for their concern for the poor and marginalized. They understood that following Jesus meant not just believing the right things, but living out that belief in practical ways. This is a call that's just as relevant for us today. In a world where so many people are struggling, where injustice and inequality are everywhere, we have an opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to show his love in tangible ways. But here's the thing. This doesn't come naturally to most of us. It's easy to get caught up in our own lives, our own concerns, and forget about the needs of those around us. That's why it's so important to cultivate a faith that integrates both reflection and action. We need those moments of quiet, of prayer and meditation to center ourselves in God's presence. But we also need to let that presence move us outward into the world to be agents of his love and justice. This isn't about being spiritual or religious. It's about embracing a holistic faith. It's about letting our relationship with God transform every part of who we are and how we live. So what does this look like in practice? It might mean volunteering at a local food bank or homeless shelter. It might mean advocating for policies that promote justice and equality. It might mean simply being a listening ear and a caring presence for someone who's struggling. The specifics will look different for each of us, but the call is the same: to let our faith be expressed through concrete acts of love and service. So today, I want to invite you to take a few moments to reflect on how your faith is leading you to engage with the world around you. Ask God to open your eyes to the needs you might be overlooking and for the courage to step out in faith and make a difference. As always, thanks for listening. Keep up the faith walk. And remember, we are all in progress. Peace.